America's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
A couple of minutes past five. Got to play it while we can. You know, it's funny, just before Christmas when we play the Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Christmas. And this, and then after tomorrow, we don't get to hear those again until like...
Oh, what a shame.
Mid-November.
What a shame.
I'll miss them. I really will. Anyway, Brad McDonald will be joining us in a minute. We'll see what his thoughts are. The first thing I want to ask him about is this surplus story. And what that might mean to putting a dent in the debt that's being run up. Home prices hitting records. Trump popularity on upswing. He makes gains ahead of midterms, but the Republican Party is still very vulnerable. Isn't that interesting? Because the Democrats have just gone out of their way to be ugly. They have no plan. Their plan is, you know, again, all they seem to care about are freaking illegal aliens and making snide comments that $1,000 bonus or that the pay raise you received through the tax cut is crumbs. I'd rather have crumbs than no crumbs. They're really insulting, you know. So other than that, what is their big plan? What are they running on? They've got nothing. And yet the media has whipped up this incredible frenzy. I think I'm just going to speculate here. I have nothing to base this on other than common sense. I think Trump already knows what the plan is with these corrupt people. And all of this is going to start unfolding as people start thinking about midterm elections. Because he can really damage their brand. But what does their brand stand for? I mean, what?
If that Joe Kennedy response to the State of the Union was any test, I don't know if that people are going to buy that. They might. I mean, for some reason, wealth inequality really gets people going. It only gets me going if it's ill-gotten gains, like you use some special privilege to get it.
But right.
If you just make a bunch of money, it's not really something that drives me. They're going to talk about, like, you know, it's not an inclusive society anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll hear the race card and all that crap. But you know what? I get the sense, especially since so many people, I think, had the mentality, well, we have to give a minority a chance to run the country. And so Obama, at least on the exterior, sort of said, well, yeah, let's take a chance on this guy. And what did he do behind the scenes? What did he bring back? We saw race riots, division. And we're still dealing with that now. Trump did not divide this country. Obama did. But I don't think a lot of people, the media would never, you know, run that narrative. In fact, they're like wistful. Oh, things were so much better when he was here because all we had to do was blow smoke up his ass. And have to do some work.
I mean, but didn't the 21st century start off with a bang in terms of politics? With, the election decided by the Supreme Court.
I'll never forget that night because I was actually involved with, that was the judge.
Okay, yeah.
She was a Democrat. But back then, you know, that wasn't an obstacle you couldn't overcome in a relationship.
And then, you know.
But as the night went on and she's there cheerleading for Gore and I'm pulling for Bush. And then it becomes obvious that nothing is going to be decided. And then the fact that it stretched on into, January, right? Mm-hmm. For the final decision. Al Gore is president. Can you imagine him in the White House on 9/11? A lot of people made reference to that, by the way. When 9/11 happened, they were glad that Gore wasn't in there. Now, I love the fact that Trump has said something recently about wasting all this money overseas. We don't need to be over there. We don't need to be engaged over there. Good for him. We had a nice call from somebody whose daughter is a military person. They went over to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars and found something they loved. Quite happy with their choice. I see that they've added a couple of vehicles to the category that we represent. We represent all of the Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because they'll only resell something that has a good, solid pedigree. But, you know, they have other things in common, too. They're quite photogenic, these automobiles, in this category. In fact, the most expensive one is a Lexus at $7,400. That is a good, safe vehicle to put a new driver in. They have SUVs, both large and small. They got a Nissan Xterra in there. They got a Volvo wagon, a Ford Escape. That's a nice little small SUV. I've test driven those. And if you're looking for something more in the sedan, they've got Toyota Camrys, Nissan Versas. Really, there's something for everybody here at Jack Ingram. The cars not only take a nice picture, but they've been vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics so that you know you're getting a vehicle that they have vetted that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. And that's really important when you have a new driver. Peace of mind, that is called. And I would never ask you to spend money at a place I haven't spent my own. Not once, not twice, but we are three-time purchasers from Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram. And you'd get the same deal I did. It's so much unlike what you expect when you go car shopping there. They're just so professional, so warm, so welcoming. They really have it down. So when you're ready, visit them online at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.com or stop by and see Tip Tames and that wonderful team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of troubled spots I'm looking at here. There's an accident on 85 North. Looks like it's right at the Bell Road overpass. So watch out for that one. And the other is on the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. That is affecting the southbound lanes and the entrance and exit ramps onto I-85. So be careful in that area. As far as the rest of the boulevard, a little bit of stop-and-go stuff. The rest of 85 is okay. 65 is a speed limit ride. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for the next few days, and that's not bad news in February. For tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, can't rule out a stray shower or two somewhere in the area. Tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high temperature will be around 70 again, mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday, small risk for a shower both Thursday and Friday. In fact, Friday's high will be in the mid-70s as well. When you download our free weather app, you get access to interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus access to my blog and video updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Excuse me, do you have any blank Valentine's cards? Thank you. I'll just write my own. I can come up with something good. By now, you know. By now, you know. Oh, by now, you know. You know. You know? She'll think that's funny. S-W-A-K. Done.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
That's good stuff. It is 5:12 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time to speak with Mr. Right on the Money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. How are you guys doing today?
I just saw a headline. I wanted to mention it before I forget. Interesting. We have a celebrity that's actually on our side. Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is.
Praises right. Republican tax cuts as he attacks divisive politics and blames Democrats for making it worse by trying to appeal to minorities instead of just everybody. And that, boy, he really outed their game plan with that, didn't he? I'm really surprised.
I know it. You know what's interesting to me about Hollywood actors? It's always the young one, maybe to like, say, mid-40s. But when they're getting their sort of twilight years, approaching 70, 80, maybe it's because they're from an older generation. I'm not sure, but they're usually conservative for the most part.
Well, Clint Eastwood, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's only gotten more conservative, and he also likes to make movies that, you know, talk about American heroism, like the 1517 to Paris and so forth. Well, here's the thing. When they're young, they're afraid. They're afraid to break away no matter what they believe inside because it could cost them with the liberals that make the movie choices and stuff. And that's pretty, that's pretty sad that they're actually bullied into a political belief. But I really believe that's the case with many. And then... When you're Bill Murray, who are you trying to impress at this point? Nobody. You just do your thing.
That's exactly right.
So I think it took real guts for him to come out and say this.
No question about it.
So
I agree.
That's one thing I wanted to talk about with you today, and also a couple of things that are rather encouraging. One being... some headlines on Drudge. First one says, Fed runs surplus in the first month of the tax cut. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I think we're going to get some of those months where we're running a surplus, but there's no doubt we're going to run some deficits from time to time, especially with the recent budget, because that even caught my attention. I got to tell you, I mean, $300 billion run rate, that's pretty strong. But at the same time, you know, when you look at all the data that's coming in, Greg, I mean, my goodness, I mean, you know, that's eye-popping as well. So the economic data. So if the economy can really pick up and go from here, I think we can catch up pretty quickly. You know, we'll see. But I'm in that camp. I believe in letting the free market run and let's just see what happens, you know. And I'm excited about it. But I will tell you, tomorrow we get the CPI number. This is a big, big number. It's the monthly CPI. Everybody's focused in on it. I think they're probably building so much hype up over it that it's probably going to be a dud, at the end of the day. But still, if it's off the chart, if we see a really huge pickup in that consumer inflation number, that could put us at a 3% 10-year yield pretty quick. But I will tell you, I think people who are listening, they want to know how does all this relate to me. And I think from an investment portfolio standpoint, all I can tell you is kind of what we're doing and some of the things they need to think about. And then we need to talk about mortgages and personal debt. So number one, you know, we've relatively reduced most all of our interest rate exposure. I mean, for the most part, in terms of direct exposure in the fixed income market. And we've reallocated, and I've said this many times over the last month or so, Our fixed income allocation is now pretty much net neutral, designed for a positive rate bias. And so we feel pretty good about that. We've increased cash. We actually got out of gold, just because of the inflation issue.
Yeah, we haven't gold talked is not about really... that. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how has gold performed? I know it was kind of popular because we all felt so fearful, especially during the first Obama term. And it was right. It was going up in value because everybody thought there would be a big collapse. How's it doing now?
You know, it's an interesting thing. It absolutely got hit with the market. And here recently we've had a little bit of a tiny bounce. But you know, by and large, gold is one of these things that's kind of a hedge against chaos or a hedge against politicians. That's number one. Certainly, when you're in a zero-rate environment, or the Fed, let's say, is lowering interest rates and pumping in monetary stimulus, and the dollar gets weak because of it, then gold will do well in that environment. Right. We saw that during QE. But the opposite can happen when you're in an inflationary-type environment, or the beginnings of that, and you're beginning to see yields go up, or maybe the Fed is going to be raising rates pretty aggressively. Then gold is not necessarily something, in my opinion, that I want to be a part of, because you don't get a yield on gold. There's no dividend. Gold in and of itself is just a store of value. There's no growth rate of earnings with gold. There's no dividend yield of gold. There's no interest rate that you earn on gold. And so if the economy is expanding and inflation's picking up, it's probably not a place you want to be. Now, metals in general could be. In fact, and you could talk about commodities in general, but industrial use metals, which you would expect there would be an increased demand for those in a global expansion, which is what we have. So you want to look at things like silver, platinum, palladium, copper, zinc, those kinds of things, which are not really thought of as a store of value as much as industrial use metals, metals that are used to manufacture things, build things. Mm. So, they're very volatile, so you want to be incredibly careful with them. I will tell you, we don't have exposure to them right now, so we're kind of moving through this in phases. The first phase for us was a month ago was, okay, we want to get out in front of what we think is going to happen in 18, which is rising rates.
Right.
So we changed our fixed income allocation, reduced that as much as possible. When we saw that wage number over a week ago, that's when I thought, okay, we're getting out of gold. And we did that, and we're glad we did. So right now, on average, we're probably running around 55% exposure to equities, global equities, probably around 30% fixed income, 15% cash is sort of where we are at the moment. Now, real quick, Greg, I do want to say this for listeners. Be watching what I'm talking about, this 10-year yield. If you're looking to buy a home, okay, 30-year mortgage rates are going to move off of this, and you got to know that. This can affect your mortgage payment. So if you're looking to buy a house, you need to go ahead and get qualified, get that rate locked in. If by some chance tomorrow this CPI number is kind of a dud, don't fall into that trap and think you've got time. Use it as an opportunity. If we get strength in the bond market, use that as an opportunity to go in and do some things to your investment portfolio, like I was talking about earlier. Also use it as an opportunity to go ahead and lock in those rates. But then lastly, I would say, if you have floating rate debt, home equity lines of credit, consumer debt, where those credit card rates can move up on you, be mindful of that. Be looking at that, because that's where you could be exposed over the course of this year. So that's my best advice. And as I've always said, I mean, everyone's got a balance sheet. I don't care if you have money in the market or not, but you have a personal balance sheet. You need to manage it. You need to watch out for it. Pay attention to the debt side of the equation, as well as the asset side of the equation. So we'll be calling tomorrow afternoon, of course, talking about how the CPI came out and what impact that had on the bond market. Of course, we'll do that. But this is a long-term process. This isn't something where you can say, on this day, everything changed.
Yeah.
We'll look back on this and we'll say, well, in 2018 is what changed everything for 19, 2020, and 21. You see what I mean? So yeah. This is going to be a process.
Do you feel, and John, are you glad to see that the market's been trending up, but it's not, we're not seeing these multiple hundreds of points swing in the Dow and so forth? Does that seem to be settling in a little bit?
It does, you know, and last week when we talked, it's very difficult, you know, because you would ask me, you know, what do you think is going to happen next? And it's just very difficult to say, okay, on this day, we've hit the bottom. I think what we're doing is this has been a correction. It was exacerbated by this VIX pairs trade I talked about where we had forced selling. And so I think over the next few weeks, we're going to continue to see volatility, but that volatility is going to probably narrow. You know, it'll get less and less and less. But certainly, I don't think we're going back to 2017-type complacency where volatility was practically non-existent. I think we're moving back to a normal functioning market, which does have risk. And when I talk about the term risk, I'm not necessarily talking about losing money. I'm talking about a fancy term called standard deviation, or how much an all-stock portfolio will move around both up and down around its mean or its average. And in decades past, we see that type of volatility is really more normal around a 10 to 15% range, both up and down. What we saw in 17 was the anomaly. That's what is an aberration. That is what is not normal. And we're returning to normal, but in the right way, you know, in the right way. And so I just want to say to everyone, what we're seeing is a good thing. We're returning to free market solutions. We're letting the free market work. The government is deregulating. We're giving more money back to the private sector through tax reductions. This is a good thing. That means that the economy is going to get moving again. Wages are going to go up. And yes, prices go up with it. But I think at the same time, corporate earnings and revenues also will go up in lockstep. The entire pie begins to expand at a faster rate. And that's sort of what we want. We don't want it out of control, okay? But we definitely don't want to just be sitting around in this stagnant environment like we had for 8 years with a 30-hour work week and wages were going down to barely moving at all on the upside and paltry GDP growth. That's like watching paint dry or slow death, if you will.
Well, we had 8 years of that.
That's right.
All right, friends, if you would like to get together with Brent and discuss your financial future and goals you'd like to accomplish and how to get in and take advantage of an economy that's on the upswing, give him a call at 387-0094 and sit down and have a conversation. That's all I'm suggesting. Pick the brain of a brain trust that is absolutely incredible. You got Brent, Jason, and who are some of the other teammates you'd like to acknowledge?
Well, you know, we've got Lisa and Austin and
Lisa's
Jason.
Amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's really good. She handles all of our financial planning, and she runs that whole area of our firm. And then Dan Sloan and Chris Hagan and Michelle Gant, who's our chief compliance officer. And then we have advisors down in Dothan and Atlanta and over in Auburn. So
this group
we've got a pretty
the big group
team.
There is so bright they require no interior lighting. They illuminate.
That's a pretty good one, Greg.
No, thank you very much, professional.
Yeah.
So give them a call, 387-0094. Sit down, have that chat, and you'll feel like you have taken control of your financial future. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow, man.
Look forward to it, guys. Y'all take care.
All righty.
In this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, when we come back, we'll be talking about sex. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Woohoo! All right, traffic and weather together at 526.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, not much change from last report. Maybe a little bit more backed up traffic on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way back to the interstate. Still an active accident scene, 85 northbound at Bell Road. That's backed up a little bit, not too bad. And we're still seeing some pretty good backup on the southbound lanes of Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and the interstate. As you're coming down South Boulevard to ramp onto Troy Highway going southbound, there's a pretty good bit of traffic there as well. Reinhardt Toyota understands your time is limited. That's why they're open on Sunday afternoons after church. Reinhardt Toyota, helping you get the car you deserve. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's has moved to Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. Marguerite's has made a very special Diamond by the Yard bracelet for your sweetie this Valentine's. The special 8-diamond bracelet is available in 14-karat white or yellow gold for just $99. How do they do it? Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. Make Valentine's the greatest this season for only $99. The $99 diamond bracelet is available exclusively at Marguerite's in Peppertree.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breast. Buy the case, 5-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbsport Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for the next few days, and that's not bad news in February. For tonight, mostly cloudy, mild. Can't rule out a stray shower or two somewhere in the area. Tonight's low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, high temperature will be around 70 again. Mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower. Then upper 70s on Thursday. Small risk for a shower both Thursday and Friday. In fact, Friday's high will be in the mid-70s as well. When you download our free weather app, you get access to interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast. Plus access to my blog and video updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is the worst Valentine's Day ever.
I thought he loved me. It turns out he was just trying to steal my kidney.
My wife says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day.
So I'm off the hook, right?
I'm having oral surgery and skipping Valentine's Day. Doctor's orders.
I love food.
I really love your feet.
Is someone trying to steal your lover and you want to confront them on our show?
Quite the Cupid, aren't you?
Whoa.
That was for Emily.
Love stinks. Yeah, yeah.
Well, somebody who is so assured in her own skin does not need anybody's sympathy. We're going to get to the sex thing in a moment, but first, let's talk to Big Richard. Big Richard.
What up, Greg?
How you doing?
Hey, man. You know, it had been a long time. You do know me. I don't know if I go by that one or which one. I think y'all had me down as Big D.
Big D. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, I was a whole wreck.
You know, it's funny how people come and go or they fall off the radar for a little while.
Right.
84 hasn't called us in a long time. Where's Cooter been? We called him.
Cooter's listening. Cooter's definitely listening. Anyway, Big Richard.
Yeah, what's on your mind? Hello? Well,
we lost Big Richard. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah. This is from... By the way, we may have Delkin Tomlinson in with us tomorrow afternoon.
Awesome.
On Valentine's.
Well, you know, this is a great moment. But, you know, across generations, like you come from the boomer generation. Is that the me generation?
No.
No, it's not? It wasn't described ever as the me generation?
No.
No, it wasn't? Okay.
Me generation.
I don't know. I just read a piece where it used to be called that.
Do a little research on that. In fact, do it now. See the me generation. See what they come up with for that. We were not the me generation. Okay. We became the yuppies.
The yuppies.
Young, upwardly mobile professional pizwits.
Listening
something.
To your yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Yeah, like your Steely Dan. Peg, back to you.
This is from Singles in America.
I'm saying that even though you're part of the boomer generation, I'm a millennial, I strangely feel completely comfortable talking about sex with you.
I think the group in between us is because I'm not your dad. Son, let's have a conversation.
Well, this is from Wikipedia. The me generation in the United States is a term referring to the baby boomers generation.
Don't forget the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6.
It's distinct from Generation Me, which has been used to refer to the millennials.
Yeah.
So when you put me in front of generation, it's boomers. Me after generation, it's millennials. We have so much in common. I'm not the one saying this. I'm reporting what some people who are cultural critics have said. Anyway, let's talk about sex.
I don't feel like it now.
Did I ruin the mood?
I don't want to be... I don't remember being a me generation.
Says Tom Wolfe, the writer, dubbed it the me generation.
Tom Wolfe is full of... okay. What a jagoff. Here is a... this is a survey by a Dallas-based dating service and a company called Research Now.
Our survey said
83% of singles, regardless of orientation, ranked a caring and enthusiastic partner as the top two indicators of good whoopee.
A caring and enthusiastic partner?
Yes. You can be both at once.
That makes it sound so clinical. He's caring and enthusiastic. Man, Greg, you should have seen this girl I met. She was so caring and enthusiastic.
Moving along here, because I'm going to say something that's going to get us both in trouble. Okay. We don't want that to happen.
No, go on.
Other ingredients that lead to good whoopee, Joey, are communication,
yes.
Good kisser,
yes,
and someone who helps them achieve achieve the big O.
The big O.
We have focused too much on sexual novelty, says Helen Fisher, a biological anthropologist, but you should never abandon the basics, she says. She helped develop the representative survey of more than 5,000 singles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can learn that good whoopee is attainable. The study found that singles also have definite turnoffs, including too much talking, no passion, little movement.
Yeah, nobody likes a limp fish.
Or kissing a corpus. Bad kissing and ultimately not saying, I love you. When it comes to bad whoopee, Joey, women aren't willing to wait for things to get better.
Okay.
The survey found that while the majority of singles believe that whoopee improves after a few encounters with someone,
it does.
Women are 70% less tolerant of bad whoopee than men are. Emily, oh, not ours, the Emily Diala. She is a sex therapist at Revive Therapy and Healing. Says that's good news for women on multiple levels. Quote, I think we're finally entering into a new era where women feel sexually empowered.
Good.
They no longer rely on men to take care of them financially, and I think in general, not just in the boudoir.
Oh, my.
They are less likely to stick around for bad whoopee or a bad relationship because they don't have to. And when it comes to the best age for good whoopee, knocking boots only... I've never heard that term.
Knocking before. Boots?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Only gets better as you age, according to the survey.
Well, you're more in tune with what you like.
Well, check this out.
Our survey said...
Found the best age for sex in women is 66 and men is 64.
Really?
A common misconception is that younger people are having better sex. It's true!
Yeah, but, okay, I think here's where that misconception comes from. People would rather watch and imagine people who are younger doing it than... I think that's true.
Joey, how do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Depends on the setting.
Or the set. she notes that some research shows people over 50 and 60 report higher levels of satisfaction than others.
No, it's a mental game, folks. It's a mental game. There's some physical stuff to it, but it's if you are more centered and you know what you want mentally, I think it's easier to have fun and enjoy yourself.
Let me tell you why what you're saying is delusional.
Okay.
But I'll have to tell you in the thinking stoop. I can't say.
No, it's a physical thing.
No.
It's a living thing?
I think this makes perfect sense.
A terrible thing to lose?
And you can't understand it after, when you're my age and I'm long dead, I want you to remember this show.
I don't know
why
I'm chuckling at that, but okay.
There's something in it for you, that's why. You'll understand why this is true, because I totally 100% agree that as you age, it gets better. For a lot of reasons. In part because you know who you are.
That's what I just said.
No, it wasn't. It's, well, you do because you're already...
I don't know. I know.
...much older than most guys your age.
No, I'm still learning.
They're focused on the result. They're not focused on the experience. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I definitely know.
All right. I mean... After a certain age, nobody wants to sleep with a jackhammer, okay? Or any other kind of jack. Feeling comfortable with your body is part of it.
Yes.
Older individuals are also most likely to speak up about what they like and dislike, and that's a skeptical, crucial thing.
I agree.
Well, you're not learning anything from this. You're already there, young Joey. She also added, the older we get, usually the more comfortable we are in our own skin, and we know who we are and what we like, and when you're younger, you're still figuring it out. This is so true. The people that are exceptions to this, in my opinion, are guys that, and I find them actually, .541, I just heard Rich Thomas's voice saying...
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah.
Wait, what guys are you talking about?
Our listeners know how to want to know how to get home and what the best route is.
Yeah, what traffic is doing.
And many of our listeners would like to know, how am I going to get my flooring and upholstery clean and beautiful again.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a company that does a phenomenal job on the, you know, and I'll tell you something. Guys, you want to give her a Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
If she's the one that mostly does this type of work around the house, call Peaches and Clean and give her a $99 Valentine from them. Three rooms and a hallway. Flooring. They will clean it. This is not a company that shows up with a tanker truck and a hose and sends somebody in the house and just hits everything. There is an art to this. They adjust and change the chemicals they use, the kind of brushes and tools they use, to whatever it is they're cleaning, whether it's grout, which requires a more intense approach, but they're very careful to treat the fabrics of your carpeting and upholstery with kid gloves so they get the dirt out without damaging your furniture or your flooring. They're really careful about this. This $99 deal, I'm telling you, that's an excellent idea. Hey, guess what? They're going to come in and make our floors look beautiful again. I think it's a nice idea. And you know what? When you turn that kind of work over to somebody else, it gives everybody a break. Just an idea. Call Peaches and Clean at 277-6937. 277-6937. Again, flooring, upholstery of all types. They know how to attack any kind of stain. Before you start wasting money on those foam-up things that don't work on carpeting and stuff, call Peaches and Clean. And by the way, when they're done, your house will smell amazing. If you missed everything I just said.
Hello, this is Jody Panga with Peaches and Clean. I know you've heard of us, but do you know what we do? We clean floors, from professional, powerful carpet cleaning to ceramic tile and grout cleaning. Peaches and Clean's biggest carpet cleaning discount of the year is happening now. Three rooms and a hall for only $99. You owe it to yourself and your carpets.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation on Valentine's Day Eve.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are a little heavy on 85 northbound from South Union up to Ann Street. The accident that was on 85 North at Bell Road has been cleared. There is a little bit of slow traffic through there, so be careful. Atlanta Highway's kind of busy around Taylor Road, and then as you get down toward Coliseum, and as it makes the transition into Madison, things are a little bit busy downtown. Otherwise, everything's looking pretty decent so far this evening. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register and get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers. 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tuesday! Watch women flash their for worthless beads. Tuesday! See a drunk redneck take his shirt off
and take on an entire fat house.
Tuesday! See a co-ed try to make out
with a police horse.
Anyone could get a lower back tattoo they'll regret for the rest of their life on Sunday.
But that wouldn't be as fun as doing it on
Tuesday!
Fat Tuesday!
Be there!
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Montgomery.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. brunch. The normal menu, along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast, from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off-premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summer's Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summer's solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Want to add personality to a room? Go with Tile. Want to add your personality? Go with Tile from the Home Depot. With mosaics starting at under $5 a square foot. Plus thousands of the latest tile trends, colors, and textures. Carefully curated. In-store and online. We've done our homework. And yours. With thousands of the latest tile options all in one place. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii, not available in Alaska and Canada.
Treat your Valentine to an authentic taste of the Mediterranean at Mr. Gus. Enjoy their chef's special lover's menu, Valentine's evening from 4:30 until closing. Special dishes created just for Valentine's Day. Or choose from your favorite of their signature dishes. Come and enjoy a romantic evening at Montgomery's best unkept secret. Mr. Gus, on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Mamma mia, Dula Bria, come and bring the family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy birthday, Cole! Let's celebrate!
Party is now started.
Cool people, you're going to be partying, you're going to be hooking up, and then Amish people show up.
Oh, honey, the party's just starting.
I need another drink.
Well, I just want to see how your breasts are holding up. I haven't seen them since Mardi Gras.
Let's party!
Everybody, I want to see that Mardi Gras.
Time to get to the party.
You guys can hang out at Hooters and drink beers.
Well, I could use a beer.
Yay!
All right! Let's party!
I want to see that Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras, ladies!
Do they have beer?
Come on!
Yes, I'm going to New Orleans. I want to see that Mardi Gras.
It's like Girl Scouts Wild over here.
So let's get going.
Ready to kick out the jam?
Let's rock and roll.
Yes!
Well, we played that for Emily, too, because she is big into Mardi Gras.
Yay!
And we have our special Valentine's edition of the morning show tomorrow. Joey and I just went down to the Thinking Stoop.
Oh, yeah.
And had that conversation. He's all grown up now.
Wait, that? Oh, yeah, we did.
Well, again, it relates to this study, and I've had this story for a couple of weeks, and I think it's... with Valentine's Day tomorrow, it's good to talk about it.
It's timely, yeah.
That in this study, this is a legitimate study, not something people clicked online or whatever.
5,000
people, yes. Yeah. That the best age for sex for men was 64, for women 66. And as I close in on those numbers, I understand why. It makes sense. It's not just a matter of, you know, knowing who you are, but as you get older and you start to really get in touch with how short life can be, you're a lot less reticent to become more adventurous. And what you'll find is that
you're so tight-lipped. What you'll find is
everything that I just said on the Thinking Stoop is true.
Ah, yes.
No, this is good. In other words, the guys who will not buy into this are the guys who hit age 64 and still think a woman's body should look like it did when she was 25.
Oh,
and vice versa.
Right, I agree. Yeah.
In fact, I think what you should discover as you close in on those numbers is that a woman's body actually gets sexier and sexier through the aging process. It's true.
Look at you tearing down societal standards. You're such a feminist.
Yeah, that's
the
me.
Good kind.
Yeah, the good. Do we have a confirmation on our little plan? Yes. We got an interesting show tomorrow. We got Steve Duro in at 3:30 to talk about the tax cuts, this year's taxes, filing questions, and so forth. And then on Valentine's Day, Delk and Tomlinson are going to stop by.
Nice.
So this is going to be a good, great guest. Great guest. We love Steve. He can also answer any bowling questions you might have. Because he is an expert on that, and of course his philosophy begins with one simple premise. We're here to have fun, damn it. We're here to have fun. And that's why when you get to these ages in this survey, it should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has fantasies.
Yes. For folks who can't see us, Greg was like throwing his hands in there and twirling them like he was throwing a pizza dough up in the air. You should have...
I actually know how to do that. I was trained to do that.
I believe it.
I did it for a TV piece, in
it's
fact.
It's all in the wrist.
It is. So much of life is...
all in the wrist, yeah.
We get all hung up on other parts of our body, but our wrists play an amazing role.
Yeah, for throwing a baseball?
You can't throw a good slider without...
Right.
Tight wrists. Tomorrow morning you'll find out why your dog follows you into the bathroom. 6 before the top of the hour, our final look at the roads from Mr. Waka Waka.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Have a new accident to report, the 3700 block of Atlanta Highway. It's an accident with injury, and that looks to be right around Macklemore Drive, so be careful if you're over that way. Interstate systems are okay. The boulevard is okay. The rest of Atlanta Highway, not too bad until you get right in the big fat middle of downtown, and then you'll find some heavier traffic there. Otherwise, everything's looking pretty decent. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call, Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It seems like everything runs on computers and networks these days. I worry all the time. Are we backed up? What happens when we go down? I can't fix it.
Relax. Bachelor Technologies is there 24/7 with a team of engineers that will keep your network monitored, safe, efficient, maintained, and backed up. Bachelor Technologies at WeRBT.com equals peace of mind. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at WeRBT.com. Bachelor Technologies.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
It's hard to believe AC by LeQuire is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at LeQuire and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a 1-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbyleqwire.com today for all LeQuire offers. AC by LeQuire is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbyleqwire.com, where quality is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart